One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Paul up in Paul's studio.
I was just writing a letter to Nicolette. She's in Paris now.
You've had word from her?
Yes, I have her letter right here. It has news of... Well, I'll read part of it to you.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Now, I've tried them all, and Bactine is better.
That's right, ladies. Bactine is the newest, the most modern disinfectant deodorant on the market today. That's Bactine, Bactine. And Bactine is better.
Yes, Bactine is better in the sick room because...
It has prolonged germ-killing action.
Bactine is better as a disinfectant because...
It is surface-active, which means it penetrates, gets down into the smallest cracks and crevices to disinfect more completely and for a longer time.
Bactine is a better, more pleasant disinfectant because...
It does not have that old-fashioned hospital smell. Bactine has a fresh, clean odor. It is clear and stainless, easy to use.
Bactine is better as a deodorant because...
It cleanses thoroughly. You can use it without fear. Use it with confidence that Bactine will help prevent the spread of infection in your family.
Use Bactine with assurance in the sick room.
And in the nursery, in the bathroom, in the kitchen.
Keep surgically clean with Bactine.
Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle today. Read the directions. That's Bactine, Bactine, at all drugstores. Chapter 11, Book 85. The family home is unusually quiet this evening. Clifford has gone out. Mother Barber is next door at Jack's house. And Father Barber is sitting alone and rather disconsolately in the library trying to read. In his studio at the top of the house, Paul, too, is alone. He's at his desk writing a letter. But now he looks up as he hears footsteps outside his door.
Who's there? Come on in.
Busy, Paul?
Oh, Dad.
Too early to go to bed, and I was getting restless sitting downstairs all by myself.
Well, have a chair.
Yeah.
Where's Mom?
Oh, she went over to Jack's right after dinner to help out. They have their hands full over there since Nicolette left.
I've just been writing a letter to Nicolette. She's in Paris now.
Oh, you've heard from her?
Yes, I had a letter today.
She's well, is she?
Fine. Wait, I'll read you a bit of it, and I got it right here. Dear Paul, this is still Paris, charming, insouciant, and gay. Everywhere I go, I feel as if the people are determined to live these glorious early days of May to their uttermost capacity of enjoyment. But I also feel an underlying sense of apprehension as to just what the future may have in store.
That apprehension is not confined to France.
I'm afraid you're right, Dan. She says, I will be here for another week approximately, and then I leave for my post in Ankara. She's to be with Voice of America there, you know.
She'll be a valuable addition to it. Fine person, Paul.
Indeed she is. Would you like to hear some more?
If you don't mind.
I strolled about this afternoon. It was a magnificent sunny day. The Seine was sparkling, and I thought how much you would have enjoyed it, Paul. I found something in a bookstore which I think you will like for your library. I won't tell you what it is because I want you to be surprised when it arrives. And I have another surprise for you. You cannot possibly imagine what was almost the first thing that greeted my eye when I arrived here. As I stepped into the administration building at the airport, I looked up and saw a familiar face. It gave me such a start that I let out a little gasp. Smiling down at me was... Excuse me. Hello. Oh, Joan, how are you? You're where? Oh, well, I'll be glad to see you, honey. Well, you don't have to worry about an explanation. No, it didn't bother me at all. Well, we'll settle that when you get here. All right, goodbye. Joan's over at Claudia's. She's just leaving to drive back to Berkeley, and she's going to stop by here for a few minutes.
What's she been up to that she has to explain?
Oh, it's nothing really, Dad. She invited me over to have dinner in her apartment the other night, and she's worried because she had to call me at the last minute and cancel it. I think it was about her first attempt at cooking a meal. She probably burned it up or something. Oh, I was joking. Anyway, the poor kid's afraid I'm put out with her, and she wants to tell me what happened.
Never understand Claudia Nicholas permitting such a thing. Girl of 19 having an apartment while she's going to college. Folly. But, as your mother says, it's not my place to comment on it. No. I have nothing whatever to say. She'll be here shortly, I presume.
Yeah, I imagine it'll take a couple of minutes to drive over from Claudia.
I'm sure she won't want me about. Before I go, however, I would like to hear what Nicolette had to say. You were just reading where she had met somebody at the airport.
Well, let's see here. As I stepped into the administration building at the airport, I looked up and saw a familiar face. It gave me such a start that I let out a little gasp. Smiling down at me was Christine Abbott.
Huh? She saw Christine?
Wait, Dan. She says, on the wall over the desk was a huge placard with Christine's picture on it and an announcement of her concert here in Paris next week. She is just starting out on another tour, and her first engagement is to be in Paris.
Yes, I saw a piece in our paper a week or so ago that she was about to start another European tour. Go on, my boy.
Well, that's about all. Nicolette says that she hopes to be in Paris long enough to go and hear Christine.
Yes. Christine will be most anxious to learn what's been happening here. She'll want to know all about San Francisco and about you, Paul.
See? I don't really know, Dan.
You never hear from Christine at all?
No.
Yes, I understand. Nicolette makes no reference to Christine's brother, that impossible madman.
Rex?
Yes. What has happened to him?
I don't know. Nicolette doesn't mention him in her letter.
Yes, she'll unquestionably find out about him when she sees Christine. I trust he's in confinement somewhere. He has much to answer for.
I might just read the end of the letter, Dad. Nicolette sends you and Mom her love. She says, that is all for now, Paul. Please write to me at the above address and tell me everything that has happened since I left San Francisco. Already it seems so long ago. Give Mother and Father Barbara my love. Indeed, to all of you, I send my gratitude and my love, Nicolette.
Yes. In your letter, please convey to her how deeply and affectionately we'll always regard her.
Yes, I will.
I don't quite know how to put this, my boy, but I hope you understand that I regret and sympathize that your life has not perhaps worked out as happily as it might have.
Dad, I've lived long enough to realize that if we're denied one thing, we can still go on find fulfillment in another. I propose, if I can, to place what might have been gently aside and direct my attention to what is forthcoming. Eventually, the what might have been will be like a flower stuck in the leaves of a book long ago, a gentle reminder, a sweet memory. But it's far better to close the book on it. Take the poor dry flower up in your hands, it's likely to crumble into dust.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got carried away. Oh, come in.
Hi, Uncle. Oh, hello, Grandfather.
Come right in, Joan. I know you want to see your Uncle Paul alone. I was about to leave.
Well, I certainly hope you don't feel I don't want to see you too, Grandfather.
Oh, I'll be downstairs in the library. When you leave, if you'd care to stop in there, I'd be very happy to see you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed our talk, Paul. Good night.
Good night, Dad. Well, young lady, suppose you sit down there and tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, swell. Oh, boy, I feel like I can relax now. You don't care if I kick off my shoes, do you?
No. Your feet hurt?
No, but I'm kind of all tied up in knots, and it always helps me to be in my stocking feet. Relieves the tension or something when I can wiggle my toes.
Oh, what's the reason for all this tension?
Well, I just come from home. And a session with Claudia and Nicky. I've been doing a tightrope act over there.
Huh?
Ever since I got my apartment, I had to watch everything I say for fear they'll think something.
What do you mean they'll think something? They gave their consent for you to take the place?
Yeah, but the minute any little thing comes up, Claudia begins to worry that it isn't right and all that kind of stuff.
And has something come up?
Sure. This business the other night when I called you and told you not to come over for dinner. Claudia said she was here when I phoned.
That's right. What about her?
Well, she's been in a tizzy. Wondered why I waited until the last minute almost before I told you not to come.
Well, I told you as far as I'm concerned, you can forget it.
Yes, but, well, don't you want to know why?
Not necessarily. I figure you must have had a good reason or you wouldn't have done it. That's good enough for me. Besides, you're still an amateur in this cooking business. I probably got out of a terrible meal.
Well, you did not. It was wonderful.
Oh, so you found another guinea pig. Is that it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to explain to you. Uncle Paul, the reason I didn't want you to come was that this boy was there. I asked him to have dinner with me.
Oh, I see. Thought you were a good cook, did he?
You're not shocked?
Why? See anything wrong with it, necessarily?
Well, there wasn't, but Well, you can't tell people that. They always think the worst. Oh, Uncle Paul, I knew you'd see how it was. Well, I simply had to tell somebody about it because I'm just bursting inside. You know what? I'm in love. Really and truly in love this time.
Well, pretty exciting news,
yeah. I want you to meet him. He's 6 feet tall, he's 26 years old, and he was in the service for a long time. He's a senior now and studying engineering. His name is James Beach. His hair is real blonde and cut short. Oh, not a crew cut. It's got a mussed-up, wonderful look, sort of. I know he likes me, but, well, I've only seen him that one time.
Wait a minute. You're going too fast for me, honey. You say you're in love with him, you've had him for dinner, and you've only seen him once.
Uh-huh. Just that one day. The day I was going to have you for dinner.
Well, that's fast work. I'll say that.
Well, this is what happened. I was sitting in the library studying that afternoon. He was sitting right across from me. Every time I looked up, he was staring at me. Finally, I got up and walked out. He followed me, and pretty soon he was walking beside me. He asked me where I was going, and I said home. He said, well, I'll go with you, and he did. I asked him to stay for dinner, and, well, I haven't seen him since.
Well, why not?
Well, he hasn't called me. I don't understand it, Paul. I know he liked me. Oh, we had a wonderful evening, just talking. He didn't even try to kiss me goodnight.
Tell me, have you told your mother all this?
No. I lied to Claudia. Nobody knows this but you. I'm sure nobody else would even believe it.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, here's the way to welcome relief when you have a headache. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer and see how soon you feel better. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And in Alka-Seltzer, this pain reliever is ready to go right to work to give you relief in a hurry. So, whenever you have a headache, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast. Get Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore and always keep it handy in your home. Now, here's Father Barber.
Yes. On behalf of our sponsor, we wish to thank you for your magnificent response in sending for the Barber Family Album. It was overwhelming and most gratifying. There were so many, many thousands of requests, there may be some delay before you get your album. So please be patient. Thank you.
Remember, friends, you can help protect your family's health with Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the new, the modern household disinfectant. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Use Bactine in the sick room to disinfect thermometers and other sick room utensils. Use Bactine in the nursery to help keep all of baby's things protected from germs. Use Bactine in the kitchen to sanitize and deodorize. The descriptive folder that comes with Bactine will give you many, many other ways to protect your family's health the new, the modern way. Ask your druggist for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Jack Lays Down the Law, Chapter 12, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.